Good morning, everyone. I'm Lars Biltzen, the director here at the KITP, and I'm welcoming you. I hope you all enjoyed the awakening experience of 7:40 a.m. earthquake. My daughter's such a Californian, when I tried to find her in the house, I couldn't. She was under her desk. So, well trained. 4.6, about 4 kilometers away. So, welcome. Between the fires and the earthquakes and this meeting, I think it should be an exciting week. So I want to first start by asking a few questions. So I'd like to find out, for how many of you is this your first time in the building? Raise your hand. Hi. Okay. So that's about 30%. So that's the minimum, just so you know. The maximum I've experienced is 90%. That's in theoretical biology. I want to say a little bit about the KITP. So everything that happens here comes from you, the community. The program proposals that we review with our KITP advisory board every late January arise through a process of engagement between those of us here at the Institute plus the KITP advisory board, reaching out into the community to find out what are the right programs to have. And right now we have 3 programs that are very strongly related to this spontaneous conference, which I'll explain in a moment. But I just wanted to remind everybody that that proposal cycle is in some sense continuous. I'll send out an announcement typically in September encouraging new program ideas from the community. And then we work closely with our advisory board to turn those proposals through an arcane development process into things that we actually can perform here as 10 to 12 week long programs with 22 to 25 participants in the building during that full time. So I encourage everybody to keep thinking of good programs. Especially, you might be surprised to hear your community in particular is the one for which quite often we don't get as strong of a suite of proposals as we'd like from you. So we have to do a lot of work beating the bushes. So I'd encourage you to talk to, I see Joe Polchinski's here. Michael Peskin was on the advisory board. Eva was on the advisory board. Who else, a former advisory board member? Yeah, you know, Michael Dine. So I'd encourage, there's Joe Licken, good. Okay, so I'd encourage you to speak to them or to me, or to Joe, or to Marcella, who's, I see Marcella's coming in, to get a sense of how that process works. So everything we do here is on the web, apparently. And so it is really important that when you're asking questions during the question and answer period that we use the microphone, so the morning session chair will have to work, find the volunteer to help you, Chip, run around to be certain, because otherwise it'll be dead air. The audience won't hear the question. And since everything's on the web, that's a key part, especially I think for what you're trying to accomplish here this week. The timing for the discussions is very important. Michael can attest to the level of effort we put in here at the Institute in ensuring there's time for discussions. He's been tortured by me and the staff, reminding him constantly of the fact that there has to be explicit time for discussions. And so, Chip, as the first session chair, it's up to you to succeed or fail. And I can guarantee if you fail, the conference will be ruined because the next session chair will follow your suit. So you do need to do that, and I'll let you try to challenge Michael to keep him on for the first. So all the talks will be downloaded. It should be in your packet, how to email to particularly Doug Eardley to get your talk uploaded. So the staff are here. They're wearing name tags. So you've all met Melissa. She can wave. Melissa is your prime conference coordinator for this conference, and Craig is here doing computing as well as helping if there's any issues with the AV. And the staff will be wearing name tags. There's wireless in the room. It's KITP.com, for the password is there, airport 123456. Now that's just in case you need to check the veracity of your speaker's claims, not to read your email, of course. Restrooms are down the hall. There's a men's room, ladies' room above, and right here a men's and ladies' room, and then above as well. During breaks, please do wear your name tags. We've got, we do have to try to do a little bit of access control just because we don't have food for U90 plus the 60 people here for programs who chose not to participate in the conference. So please do wear your name tags. It allows our staff to not pester you. You're all here, which means you found parking. But if you didn't, and you're illegally parked, you will get a ticket. But tomorrow, if you want to do better, if you park at the top of Lot 10, which is this parking lot here on the fifth floor, there's an electronic kiosk and you can select VIP. So it's the only time you're probably referred to as a VIP. You can do that, and that will allow you to not get a ticket. The building gets locked at 5. A lot of your things go beyond 5, so if you happen to go out and are trying to wander back in and can't get in, the courtyard, which is where all the breaks are, there's a wooden door, and the caterers go back and forth through that door, so that's the best way to get back in afterwards. So I think that's all I have. I'm looking at Melissa if I've missed anything. So this conference came out of a phone call that Michael gave to me a while back, pointing out that there was a convergence of all of these three programs that would really allow them to do this pre-conference, I guess, for Snowmass. And so we agreed to do that here and host it at the KITP. And so I really just want to start by thanking Michael, Lintal, Yuval, and Tim, but it's Michael's the one I've been dealing with, on all the work he's done to get all of you here and get a very robust schedule for the next 3 days. So I look forward to hearing as much of this as I can. And I'm going to hand this over to Chip.
Thanks, Michael. So welcome to the first ecumenical Snowmass gathering since October, and I guess the last ecumenical gathering until Minneapolis in August. So as Lars said, discussion is an important part of this, and so the speakers will, for this first session, the question session, will go for 15 minutes with 5 minutes for questions. Michael Peskin needs no introduction.